This is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexio. The United States and Mexico have reached a deal on migration to avert tariffs, but U.S. officials say President Trump retains the authority to impose tariffs if Mexico fails to live up to it. In a tweet, Trump said, "I'm pleased to inform you that the United States of America has reached a signed agreement with Mexico. The tariffs scheduled to be implemented by the U.S. on Monday against Mexico are hereby indefinitely suspended. Mexico, in turn, has agreed to take strong measures to stem the tide of migration through Mexico and to our southern border." Mexico says the agreement benefits both countries. G20 finance ministers meeting in the Japanese city of Fukuoka agreed on Saturday there was an urgent need to ensure big companies pay their fair share and support economies as global growth slows. Japanese Finance Minister Taro Aso said there must be no big losers due to the reforms, which he says could be the most significant in a century. The finance ministers are weighing a new tax policy based on the amount of business a company does in a country, not where it is headquartered. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said there should be no distinction between a marketplace and a company that sells online through their own inventory. The United States has raised the stakes in its standoff with Turkey over Ankara's deal to acquire a Russian air defense system, laying out a plan to remove the NATO ally from the F-35 fighter jet program that includes halting any new training for Turkish pilots on the advanced aircraft. The acting U.S. Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan sent a letter to his Turkish counterpart, seen by Reuters on Friday, that laid out the steps to unwind Turkey from the program. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency reports that heavy flooding has devastated whole neighborhoods in the city of Ghat in southwest Libya, forcing thousands of people to flee for their lives. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency reports heavy flooding has forced more than 2,500 people to flee their homes. It says the torrential rains, which began nearly 2 weeks ago, have ravaged the town of Ghat, killing four people, including three children, and injuring more than 30 others. The UNHCR reports the rising floodwaters have caused huge material damage, cutting off main roads and telecommunication networks for days. Agency spokesman Charlie Yaxley says Ghat's only hospital is flooded.
Shelter, food, and basic items are urgently needed. Many have been forced to move in with relatives, while others are sheltering in makeshift sites such as schools and other community structures.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Trump administration placing new sanctions on Iran, targeting the country's largest petrochemical company. The U.S. Treasury Department sanctioning the Persian Gulf Petrochemical Industries Company and 39 of its subsidiaries, saying the company does billions of dollars of business with Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps, a part of Iran's military that's in charge of the country's ballistic missile and nuclear programs. Authorities in Pakistan say a roadside bombing near the Afghan border killed at least four soldiers and injured four others, while two separate bomb blasts in the country's southwest region killed five people belonging to the minority Shiite Muslim community. Well, have you ever dreamed of going to space and being an astronaut? You probably have since a child. Well, in a surprise change, NASA's agreed to allow private citizens to spend time on the International Space Station, but it won't be cheap. VOA's Kevin Enix reports.
During a very earthly press conference, NASA made some out-of-this-world news. Sometime in 2020, NASA is expected to begin allowing two private astronauts a year to launch from Earth and spend about 30 days on board the ISS. It's going to save NASA plenty of money, but it's going to cost an aspiring astronaut millions. Beyond the price per night, any astronaut will have to pay Boeing and SpaceX, the two companies that provide rides to the ISS, and that could be even more money. Anyone with the money and the inclination will also have to pass what will likely be some fairly rigorous medical tests. But NASA says letting private companies and people make their way into space will allow them to start looking even further into space. Kevin Enix, VOA News.
I'm Philip Alexio, VOA News.